This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Punishing Russia. The White House is announcing new sanctions against Russia for its war in Ukraine and for the death of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. U.S. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland.
Vladimir Putin, in addition to now to planning anti-satellite weapons in space and bearing responsibility for the death of his most popular opponent, Alexei Navalny, thinks he can wait Ukraine out. And he thinks he can wait out all of us. We need to prove him wrong.
She spoke to the Center for Strategic and International Affairs. It didn't take long for the Palestinians to say no to this. Israel wants open-ended control over security and civilian affairs in the Gaza Strip, the post-war plan rolled out by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Separately, efforts to put a ceasefire into effect between Israel and Hamas appear to be gaining some traction. AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman in Jerusalem.
The White House has sent a senior envoy to the region, and it says that his talks with Israeli leaders have been going well. At the same time, international mediators say they see new and encouraging signs of flexibility from the warring parties.
Now to AT&T's cell service problems.
AT&T is apologizing for a cellular outage in the U.S. yesterday that knocked out service to tens of thousands of customers. The Dallas-based company says the outage appeared to be the result of human error in coding while it was expanding its network, not a malicious cyber attack. I'm Jennifer King.
This is a dangerous mission. The British military is taking an unexploded World War II bomb from the city of Plymouth, England, to the sea, where they'll dump it. It was found in the yard of a home. Thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes. Schools and nurseries in the area have been closed. This is AP News. Now to a tragic fire in Spain.
Rescuers are searching for over a dozen people missing after a fire broke out in an apartment block in eastern Spain, killing several people. Firefighters continued to hose down parts of the gutted building in Valencia, some 15 hours after the blaze started. The city's mayor said the danger of the 14-story building collapsing and the continuing intense heat from the fire were preventing emergency workers from getting in to search for possible survivors. The mayor also said that many injured people remain in city hospitals, including several firefighters. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here at home, no suspect in custody yet after a woman was found dead on the University of Georgia campus. She was a student at a nearby nursing school. Authorities are advising students to avoid the wooded area where her body was found. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.